Now at Christmas time, there is a great story that we love to remember from World War I, and that is in 1914, during World War I, on Christmas Day, there were many areas of battle where they decided to cease fire and have peace. And the German and the English troops came out of their trenches, they traded gifts, swapped stories, and even played soccer with each other for this one day of peace. Now this came about because on Christmas Eve, for the first time in a very long time, it had stopped raining. And this made things a lot more bearable for everyone. And everything just felt a bit nicer. And then some of them made signs of peace to each other from across the trenches. There was one point where the Germans started singing Silent Night, or their version in German, very loudly. And then the English, they heard this and they went, "They're not going to beat us at singing Silent Night. We're going to outsing them." And then they start singing Silent Night. And then they're competing against each other to be the loudest one singing Silent Night until they realized that they were singing Silent Night together. And after a little while, they showed different signs that they wanted peace the next day. And they could hear from across the trenches a German say, "Tomorrow, you no shoot, we no shoot." And then, the next day, the British were shocked to see Germans walking in no man's land, a place that was normally very dangerous, full of bullets and explosions. And they were walking around where no one would ever be. They came out of their trenches, and then they all worked together to bury their dead, hold joint services for them. They exchanged different goodies that they had received from home, and they played soccer. Now, we love this story as it's a unique part of history where enemies came together in peace and shared humanity when all signs pointed to that being impossible. Unfortunately, in reality, the generals were furious about it. They demanded that they all get back to fighting. Now, there were some parts on the front that remained in peace until December 31st because they just wanted to stay at peace. But they were forced to get back to fighting each other. And then the next year, before Christmas, the generals ordered artillery fire in no man's land all across the Christmas period to prevent it. And any officers found trying to broker peace were court-martialed, and there was never anything like it again. The reality is, no matter how much people want the world to be good and peaceful, we are always prevented. And peace is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about what God is doing to fix the world. So have a think with me for a second. What would you do to fix the world? Now, the way I see it, there are probably two main problems. The first is the mess that we've created. There is a broken world full of bad stuff, full of wars that never seem to end, full of poverty, people dying of starvation, preventable diseases. Our environment is full of pollution, full of systems of government that favour the rich and privileged, full of slavery, full of bullying, full of corruption, full of dictators, full of online trolls who tear people down for a laugh. Full of social justice warriors who want to fight causes behind their keyboards, but really they're just self-righteous and smug. The first problem in the world is that there is just a mess of bad stuff. We look at it and we see that this is not the way the world should be, not the way that we think it was supposed to be, a world full of conflicts and corruption. So if we were to create a perfect, peaceful world, we'd first need to clean up the mess. We'd need a leader the people can believe in, one who really wants peace, one who will rid the world of all the bad stuff that plagues it, one who will end the war, the poverty, the corruption, and clean up the environment and give us a world that we want to live in. But after this mess is cleaned up, there is a second problem that would ensure that it just goes back to the way that it was. Now, the problem is that we actually help cause the mess. We are guilty of adding to the problems of the world. And if we were to suddenly have a perfect world to live in, with the mess all cleaned up, we would just mess it up again. Now, I may not have started a war, but I certainly have and commit the hate that is necessary for wars. I've not caused poverty in the world, but I've certainly tried to build up my own wealth with disregard to those who are less fortunate than I am. I've certainly been unkind, and I've added to the hurt and the brokenness that people experience. I have been a selfish jerk who won't let others into my lane in traffic, even though they've been indicating for ages. I have the same selfishness, pride, inconsiderateness, and self-righteousness that has allowed the mess to spread and that passes this brokenness on to others. Just as people have done bad things to me, I have done bad things to others, and I suspect that you have too. Now, I'm very good at justifying why I have done these things, and I'm sure everyone can find a good reason as to why everyone else's wrongdoings are bad, but theirs are justified. During the Christmas truce, German and English, they held the truce happily. But for most part, the French and Belgians whose land they were occupying were only reluctantly peaceful. They stopped fighting, but they didn't work hand in hand with their enemies. Their land was occupied and the hurt was just too real for them. So they couldn't allow perfect peace. Now, this is also one of the reasons that they think that this only happened in 1914, because by the time the war had gone on, everyone had more hurts that could not be forgiven. So we need something to clean up the mess and lead us, but we also need to deal with the hurts and the bad stuff that we have caused. If we clean the floor but leave our boots muddy, we will just make the floor dirty again. Now, these problems are not new. Isaiah the prophet was writing in the Old Testament in a time when he was supposed to be living in a kingdom of God with God as the perfect ruler. But people were corrupt. They looked like they wanted to follow God, but all they had was empty religion, and they continued to do bad things to each other, and they're at war with their neighbours. Isaiah sees the mess and wants it clean. And God speaks to him in prophecies. He says that God is going to wipe the slate clean, give them a new leader, and start again. But they need to be willing to turn away from their bad behaviour. In the book of Isaiah, he prophesies about two different characters. One is the Messiah. He's the one who will come and lead the people on to peace so that they will know how to live rightly and peaceful, and he will bring the kingdom back so that it no longer is in the hands of evil leaders. He is going to clean up the mess. And then the second one is the one who's going to deal with the second problem. Now, he is known as the servant, and there are four servant songs in the book of Isaiah. Now, in them, the servant is someone who's going to show everyone the way to justice and to live rightly. He is someone who's going to heal the broken and put right wrongs. And in the last servant song, in Isaiah chapter 53, the servant takes on the punishment of everyone's wrongdoings, and he is killed in the place of everyone. He takes all the guilt, all the bad stuff that we do, upon himself so that we can have peace. But this is not technically the last servant song. There is one more, and in it, Isaiah merges what the servant is going to do with what the Messiah is going to do, revealing that they're actually the same person. And that's the song that Mariana read out to us today. It's also the passage that Jesus reads out when he starts his ministry. And he says, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled." Christmas is about peace because we celebrate when God sent us Jesus to set the world right again. He took on the role of the servant and all of the terrible, nasty things that we do to each other. And to God, he took on the punishment for it. So that if we accept it, we don't have to be wiped clean in order for the world to be right again. And we can start to live free from the hurt. He also came as the Messiah to lead us on to making the world perfect again. Today we celebrate when God sent us his servant Messiah to fix the world. So this Christmas, we can have hope in real peace. We can accept what the servant has done and live with all our guilt and our hurts wiped clean so that we can live a life of lasting peace, being led by the Messiah, looking forward to the day when the Messiah will clean the mess of the world and the world will have true, everlasting peace. It is good news to the poor. He will heal the brokenhearted, proclaim freedom to the captive, comfort those who mourn, and the world will be set right again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you saw the mess that we'd created and you did not leave us in it, but you sent us a servant Messiah, someone to pay for all the mistakes of the world, to heal the hurts, the broken hearts, and lead us onto a world perfect as you intended. I pray this Christmas as we enjoy friends, family, food, toys, that we can remember your Messiah, look to real peace, and when you will set the world right again. Pray these things in Jesus' name, for your glory. Amen.